This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sudan's military plans to reinstate Prime Minister Abdalla Hamdok and release all political detainees under a deal to end weeks of deadly unrest, the head of one of the country's main political parties told Reuters on Sunday. A source close to Hamdok said he had agreed to the deal to stop the bloodshed, but the civilian coalition that shared power with the military previously said it opposed any talks and called for protests to continue on Sunday. Hamdok was placed under house arrest when the military seized power on October 25th, derailing a transition towards democracy agreed after the overthrow of Omar al-Bashir in 2019 that ended his three decades of autocratic rule. The military dissolved Hamdok's cabinet and detained a number of civilians who held top positions under the power-sharing deal agreed with the military after Bashir was ousted. The coup triggered mass demonstrations against the military, and medics aligned with the protest movement say security forces have killed 40 civilians in increasingly violent crackdowns. Inmates have escaped en masse from a crowded old prison in the Western Democratic Republic of Congo, officials said Sunday, with at least one guard reported killed. Two armed men arrived at the entrance to the Matadi prison, subdued the guards, and opened the main gate, allowing a large number of prisoners to flee, the prison's deputy director told local media. A commissioner said, meanwhile, that police officers around the prison witnesses inmates escape from a breach in the walls. The officer said that the prison held 737 prisoners on Saturday morning, and possibly 300 escaped. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Fifth wave coronavirus infections in France are rising at an alarming rate, the government reported Sunday, with new daily COVID cases close to doubling over the past week. The seven-day average of new cases reached more than 17,000 on Saturday, up from about 9,000 a week earlier, according to health authorities, an increase of 81%. Quote, the fifth wave is starting at lightning speed, a government spokesman told media. The latest seven-day increase is three times the average rise of cases recorded over the previous 3 weeks. For now, the spike in infections has not led to a massive influx of COVID patients into hospitals, with the authorities attributing the limited number of intensive care patients to France's high rate of vaccinations, which appear highly effective against the most dangerous forms of COVID. Austrians are enjoying a last day out in coffee houses and at Christmas markets Sunday before the government imposes a nationwide lockdown to combat a growing fourth wave of coronavirus infections. The measures, which take effect Monday and are expected to last for a maximum of 20 days, will require people to stay home apart from basic reasons like getting groceries, going to the doctor, and exercising. Restaurants and most shops will close and larger events will be canceled. Schools and nurseries will remain open, but parents are encouraged to keep their children at home. Chancellor Alexander Schallenberg also announced Friday that Austria will introduce a vaccine mandate as of February 1st. The details of how the mandate works aren't clear yet. In an interview published Sunday, Schallenberg said it's sad the government had to resort to a mandate in order to ensure that enough people get vaccinated. Just under 66% of Austria's nearly 9 million people are fully vaccinated, one of the lowest rates in Western Europe. And Dutch police said Sunday they have arrested 19 people over riots in The Hague after the country was rocked by a second night of violence over the government's coronavirus measures. Officers in riot gear charged hundreds of demonstrators who set fire to bicycles and an electric moped piled in the middle of a busy intersection on Saturday night. A water cannon put out the blaze. Quote, the police were also pelted with heavy fireworks and stones thrown from roofs, The Hague police said in a statement. Officers made a total of 19 arrests, they say. Riot police in one incident dragged a woman from a passing car after the occupant shouted at police and put her into the police van, according to the AFP. Five police officers were injured during the unrest, while a rock thrown by rioters smashed the window of a passing ambulance carrying a patient, according to police. Reporting by remote.